mouth madness, but you
yeah,
okay. Dropping the ball.
We officially recording now, so don't say nothing you're going to regret.
I'm not going to regret nothing. I have no regrets.
Not a single That's letter.
Crazy.
Nope. Yeah, I dropped the ball.
Ladies, ball don't lie.
Ball don't lie.
Nobody at was all. Invited out.
Not at all.
Not at all.
You went right. Radio silence, so I was like, I'm going to sleep.
I was getting my hair done.
Okay. It's me. I fucked up. Cool. Ladies and gentlemen.
As you know,
it's a ball that you dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been two balls that you dropped.
Could have been two.
You dropped one ball.
I'm just trying to bring in the show, and I can't even bring in the show.
Can't.
Ladies and gentlemen, Trash. Boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome back to another episode of the Man Look Podcast. Joined by the producer.
Where'd you stay at?
Who you stay with?
My homeboys. Ooh. I stay my homeboys about. Ed producer is here. Diamond Damage is here. And I'm your host, Matt Swami. And they are scolding me because I dropped the ball last
Again.
Night. As you can obviously hear.
Again.
But that's not what this episode is about.
Why not? It should be.
I don't think it should well be because there's nothing to talk about. There was nothing that happened. There was this one dude.
Just dropping the ball.
So this dude approached. This dude approached us and
dropping
it was like this dude approached us and his energy was already like super weird. He was like, I don't know what it was about him. His energy wasn't weird right away. It was just, it developed into something weird. He was friendly at first and I thought that was kind of weird because I didn't know this person. And throughout the night, we became like closer and closer. Like he became like a friend throughout the night. It was
odd. You get
odd.
His number?
I didn't get anyone's phone
okay.
number.
Just making sure. And gotta stay consistent.
I'm doing my best. And I don't know how it came out that he was like a Marine. I maybe made that up or someone told that story that he was a Marine and he was like using that to like talk to girls and it was an odd experience.
So you were helping him get mouth madness. But you wasn't helping yourself.
It was weird last night, bro.
Does he need better friends?
I don't know.
No, it wasn't. No,
you need to shoot your shot.
I think
it wasn't
to shoot his shot.
It wasn't the shooting the shot situation because honestly, last night your boy was in rare form. It was interesting
Nobody
last night.
He was Isaiah.
It was this,
dropping
by
81.
Himself.
I wasn't by myself. I was with my friend. He was there. There was this bachelorette party. That I think it was a bachelorette party, or
I'm
it was just
right there.
Or it was just like 11 random women wearing sashes. But we like walked in.
Anytime there's a group of women, it's prime hunting.
Okay, so we walked in and
That's
we saw they were
your drink in between them all. You'd be like, oh, excuse me, just trying to get this.
I did this one move last night that was so fucking clean. I'm gonna get to that. But this fucking bachelorette party, whatever. We walks in, they sit into our left, and like we both kind of like glance over to them. And I don't know if it was my tequila hearing or something, but I feel like I heard one of them say like, oh, or like he's cute or something along the lines of that. Like, oh, okay, cool. So fast forward a little bit, and they were like upstairs, but it was only like two or three of them that were upstairs. It was weird because this bar
upstairs
was like,
where.
And this bar that we were at, I don't remember.
What part of Baltimore were you in?
Canton.
Oh.
So by the water.
Everything's by the water.
Everything's by the water, yeah, pretty much. But yeah, so it was like two or three of them. So they like dispersed from their group, which was
even better.
I don't know if it was better because they looked kind of sad by this time. So I was like the because
they ain't getting no meat.
Meatless. They were vegan last night. Mm. They were super vegan. But there was this one situation, right? It was these two girls. And they were sitting at this wall, that's sitting at a wall, sitting at a table that was pushed up against the wall. So one of them had their back to like the walkway that was near them and the other one was sitting across from them. So they had their drinks or whatever. And the one that was had her back like near the walkway, she was like dancing or whatever. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I had my drink. And I walked over to the friend, the one that wasn't dancing, and I was like, okay, I'm going to put my drink next. I told her, I'm going to put my drink next to you. You look responsible. Make sure no one roofies me. And I said, I'm about to go push up on your friend. Is that okay? And she looks at me and she giggles. And I was like, okay. So I walked over to her friend and I started like dancing with her friend a little bit. It's like, yo, that was a nice little move. I don't know how that happened or where that came from, but it worked out. That was pretty solid. But that's not what this episode is about.
It's part of a move.
Yeah. If, anywho,
it was a full move.
Yeah. How is it? It's quarter move. Don matters.
Quarter half. Quarter ass. That's what it was.
Family's okay, by the way. No one asked, but I'm going to just let y'all know.
We figured they were.
Yeah, exactly. If they weren't, you wouldn't have gone out.
My mom keeps talking about this fucking will and shit, and it's making me like super uncomfortable. We were watching.
Because she wants to make sure she's leaving her stuff behind the good people?
I mean, yeah, I get it, but my mom.
Are you not included?
According to her, yes, I'm included. Allegedly. But my mom just turned 60.
Okay.
And a friend of, we were watching Colombiana or some
shit. Still got at least 40 years.
Anyway.
So you never know.
And she just quit smoking. She like walking and shit now. She's trying to move her body.
She just quit?
Yeah, man. She just quit. But
cigarettes or?
Cigarettes.
Oof.
It's a little late, though.
I know. It's a little late.
It's
but
not
she
too
be
late
it.
To turn your body around.
She be doing it, man. She quit for real, for real. She
like hard stuff. Like hard turkey quote?
Yeah.
Quit or,
hard
damn.
Turkey. She was like, you know what? I don't like this shit no more. I was like, nigga, I've been trying to get you to do this for like umpteen years. But yeah, she just quit. But her homegirl came over last night, uninvited, by the way, which I didn't appreciate.
That seems like a reoccurring thing in your household.
No, no, people coming by uninvited. It is.
Because was it Thanksgiving?
Yeah, that is a thing that happens.
Yeah.
And it was weird because I knew she wasn't invited because my mom recently changed her phone number. And she said, no one has my number, but I still have everyone's number. So there's no way that this person called before she came over there. Regardless, me, my mom, and my guess a stepdad now because they're basically married, and we were watching Colombiana. Huh?
You got a stepdad?
Yeah, they've been in love and shit for like years now. So they're not married, but
how long they've been living together?
Like 8 or 9 years.
Yeah,
like
common law.
Yeah. Anyway,
you got stepdad.
Yeah. So,
you call him dad or you call him by his first name? Jim.
It's actually Phil.
Oh, Phil.
But no, we were watching Colombiana or some shit, and this lady comes in. I'm like, legitimately trying to watch this fucking movie because some shit. You've seen Colombiana, right?
I have. Good movie.
Zelda. And I'm like, yo, this movie is fucking legit. Like, shit is happening. And this lady comes in talking about, like, what the fuck she's talking about. I'm like, I really don't want you to be here right now, and you're sitting like kind of in front of the TV, like you're not making this great. And my mom was talking to her because my mom is fucking personable, so she's talking to this lady. I'm like, lady, if you don't get the fuck out of here.
Your mom's on the same spot.
She's talking about they're fixing the spot up now. My stepdad Phil is a contractor, so he's like constantly doing shit around the house. Like,
oh, so they fixed that crap that was going on in your old room?
Yes.
Oh,
they fixed,
praise Jesus.
They fixed like all kinds of walls, the floors, the bathroom is completely redone.
Wow.
So one of her ideas is like fix it up and move to Florida. And another idea she says was to turn it into like affordable housing for addicts or something like that.
Don't do it.
Nope.
She would get a lot of money from the city.
Yeah, if she works with the government, do it. Yeah. She's going to get paid.
If she works with the government, do it. But if she just want to do it pro bono.
Out of the kindness of her heart.
Fuck kindness.
I don't think she's doing anything out of the kindness of her heart.
If you're working with the government, you always going to get your money if you work with the government.
But it was just an idea that she had. I don't know if she's going
to. She can give it to you.
See it through. I don't know.
Can sell it to you.
She was talking about. One of the options was to like fix it up.
That was one of my things. If I won the lotto, I was going to buy the house that I'm living in now and then have my brother pay me for the rent.
Look at that.
Capitalism. Got it.
Yep.
Got it. You got to win. You
got
it.
All you got to do is pay me.
So, would you consider yourselves the jealous type, quote unquote?
How do we switch from.
Because this is what the actual show is gonna be about. This is what we're talking about.
Wow, well, we can just keep talking about your night.
My night was uneventful.
Clearly.
Oh my god, my homeboy showed up, and this like.
So it was more than just you and Pete.
No, he was there for literally like 2 seconds. So this is what happened, right? So I haven't been.
Right.
I haven't been in fucking Baltimore in eons.
That?
So
smells like a lie.
I haven't been in Baltimore in eons, so I'm sitting there with Pete, and we're, like, drinking or whatever, and he's, like, calling all these people. He's like, hey, Mr. J is here, like, on FaceTime and shit. So my other homeboy that's in, like, California or some shit, he's like, hey, Mr. J is here. Like, anyway, so he calls up our homie, and he shows up in this, like, old-ass Benz, like, maybe, like, 80-something.
Those are the best ones.
And
Diesel.
And Diesel. He shows up with his Benz drop top with a blunt. So he pulls up in front of this, like, store, is just sitting out front of it with this blunt in his hand, talking about how the people don't want him to park here. I'm like, one, it's not a fucking parking spot. Two, you have a blunt in your hand. Three, you're like late 20s with his old ass Benz. Like, nigga, what are you even doing? He didn't even stay. He pulled up with this old ass Benz and he says he's working on when he's just putting the shit in the shop and getting someone else to do all the work. And then he just leaves. But that's why I'm saying he wasn't out with us. It was just a two man thing the whole time.
You hit the blunt?
I did not.
All right, good man.
Oh, thanks. But anyway, back to my previous question. Jesus. What?
I'm looking at this picture.
Oh. Do you consider yourself the jealous type?
No. Maybe? No. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Is it you don't know or is it no?
It's, I don't know. I don't believe so. Hmm.
What makes you uncertain?
Because I don't know.
Right. I haven't had a situation where I needed to feel like the jealous type.
So if someone is... So hypothetically speaking, if you go out with your significant others, because you have significant others right now, maybe. And you see someone flirting with them.
I'm just playing.
Maybe. If you see someone flirting with them, are you going to be upset by that?
No.
No.
Why do I need to be upset by it?
Yeah. Okay, I'm just asking. So how do you think that you flirt? You don't?
I don't.
So there's no telltale signs that you're interested in someone?
Not one bit.
So if
sheesh.
Okay, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. What about how'd you bag your one you got now?
So I'm thinking, like, so if I asked her, she would be like, oh, it just worked out, I guess. But that you said what you said.
He was putting in work. He lying.
Where's your proof?
You lucky Snapchat be deleting this shit.
I mean, you got your memories.
That's why you Snapchat.
You got your memories, man. They be
you don't
pulling
got your texts though.
What about you? What is your telltale sign that you're flirting with somebody?
His shotting gun. It's like
third eye opens up.
I don't know. According to sources, I'm not really. I normally get approached, so it's not.
I mean, that's not wrong.
It's not like I.
It's not wrong.
Go forth.
So wait a minute. Both of you are telling me the same thing right now. That's.
I don't think we're telling you the same thing.
It sounds similar.
Just telling you, we don't flirt.
My eye contact is how you know.
There you go. Okay. See, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for something.
Because you can approach me, and if you're not, like, if I don't feel like talking to you, I'm not going to give you, like, that eye contact.
Thank you.
But then I get that eye contact, and I lure you in with the eyes.
Well, how do you flirt?
I'm glad you asked.
Mister, I'm going to put my cup down. Don't run from me. I'm going to push up on your girl.
First of all, don't even use that voice because that shit was smooth, nigga, and it worked. So don't even give me that.
You want me to do it again?
Secondly,
I'm gonna put my dick in her butt crack, and hopefully she likes it. That's what I did, and it didn't work. It worked for a little bit.
It's a really
good
impression.
I didn't follow up.
So I was thinking about this, and I
got half a swing.
Half a swing.
You still an amateur in the golf tour? You're not PGA. You gonna got a full stroke?
Actually, when we gonna go top golfing or something? By the way,
I don't know. I've been trying to go.
I need to
go. Can you go on a Tuesday?
Got the club.
I could.
Are you off Tuesdays?
I'm off Wednesday, Thursdays. But if I get this new spot, I'll be off of work by 1:30.
Oh, shit.
I mean, we can go whenever. It don't matter to me. So,
that's what's up.
Yeah. Hopefully, I got a good email waiting for me when I get back to work.
Yeah, good emails.
Shout out to good emails. So, yeah, I was thinking about this, and I was... I don't even know what you want from me right now. I'm just trying to talk to my friends.
I want you to shoot your full shot. Take your full swing.
Dude, Giannis.
Exactly. You only got a free throw line. You need a full court, boy. Okay, I'm done.
I don't know if that's true or not. So I was thinking about this, and I don't know. I didn't know what my answer was either because I've been accused of
not shooting a shot.
Yes, that. And being flirtatious, quote unquote, with just more than the normal. So it's like,
are
differentiating.
You touching? You kiki ha ha.
So I think my answer is the eye contact as well, because I've been told that the way that I treat everyone is the way that I would treat like someone special. I don't know if that's true or not, but it's just an opinion, regardless of if it's true or not. Anywho, but I would agree and say that the eye contact is a thing.
I do need to see Jerron flirt. I don't think I've ever seen
me neither.
Flirt. That's your problem. You don't do it enough.
Sounds like we got to do an outing.
I mean, man, it was nice being in the city last night too, except for those fucking potholes. Someone's tire popped.
In front of you?
Not in front of me, but they were on the beltway, like coming into the city, and they were just in the middle of the road with a flat ass tire. I'm just like, damn,
pull off.
I mean, no, they did not.
And they then should get that Hummer so you could do the crab walk mode.
It's a,
get out of here.
And then the
convenient.
It is.
The squeegee boys was out, so I was thinking about every day. And I was like, they was out. So like
middle of the night.
Yeah, it was weird. Like, so I got into town.
Money don't sleep.
I got into town like 1-ish, maybe in the afternoon.
Because he flew in on the red eye.
And I went to go. I went to go see my sister who lives like in the downtown area, and they were out there. So this was like 1-ish. Then I went back uptown to see my mom, and they were still out there. We were watching Alone. My sister watches Alone, and I watched that shit. And it's on Hulu. I gotta watch that shit. But anyway, so they were back out there when I was going up to see my mom, and I went back downtown again, and it was still out there. And this was like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock when I went back out there. So like, these motherfuckers been out here all day.
Could have been different guys.
It could have been, but they were in, they were like people in multiple spots too.
Working shifts.
I don't know. It's
a corporation.
It's something. But I just think about like, cause one of them. So I have this bottle of Febreze in the back of my car for when I'm like leaving the gym and my body be all sweaty.
You want to get some sex in the back of your car? It's always good to be prepared.
No,
always good to be prepared.
And you got fabric back there? Yeah, you can't get them juices in.
So I use the Febreze from when my body's all sweaty. And I, you know, I'm in about like my smells and whatnot. So I be spraying my shit and I just toss it in the back. So one of the goddamn squeegee boys is leaning in my back window asking me for my bottle of Febreze.
For what?
Because he says he needs the bottle.
Oh my God.
I'm like, oh, dude, that makes sense. I need it. That's why it's back there.
He was hoping it was empty.
He was hoping it was empty. So he walks past me and like starts to like squeegee the people's windows behind me. And I'm like, yo, your squeegee's mad dry right now. You literally have nothing on your squeegee. I saw you try to shake nothing off of your squeegee. Anyway, that was that. So if you did have a way of letting someone know you were interested in flirting, what do you think it would be?
You still talking to me?
Yes, I'm still talking.
Why are you talking to me?
Why wouldn't I talk to you?
Why would you be talking to me?
Because you're my friend.
But I told you I have none.
I know you said you have none. I'm asking you.
My game is -2.
Isn't that good when you're playing golf?
But we're not playing
golf. Yeah, that's really good when you're playing golf.
I'm just saying.
How do you flirt? I don't know what that is.
Clone lover?
Yeah.
Loner?
That's so the way I'm doing this now is like little snippets of something that reminds me of what I wanted to talk about. And these could also pass for like titles of episodes. That's how I'm doing that. Oh yeah. We're gonna get to all that stuff.
I gotta take this car back.
Oh yeah, you do that. You got a hard out.
Exactly.
Okay. So
that car's fun, first of all.
I was gonna
ask what car are you driving?
That BMW out front.
That they said was orange. That's not orange at all.
Definitely looks orange, and it's all easy red.
I don't know. Oh, okay.
It's not the best. Okay. The inside is clean. The outside is like mediocre. I'd say that the outside is like a 8.
Where have you gone? Oh, you just went to go get your hair done.
That's red, red.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm gonna pull up the ad for you.
I don't know how the fuck they got orange from that.
Yeah, that's easy red.
That was mad shit.
And I was when I saw it,
burnt orange.
When I saw it, I was thinking of
the lighting's orange in the picture.
Lightning McQueen.
Look at that.
What does it say? Read it out for us.
You don't need to read it. Just look at the picture.
Yeah, that's a trash picture first and foremost. That's
not a great picture. That's not a great picture at all. When they said orange and I saw the
that's
car,
the yellow light. That's why it looks orange.
They didn't tell you what color. They just tell you.
But you said you were looking for an orange BMW.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, because it looks orange.
Yeah, that's the lighting. Yeah.
I'm guessing that's at night.
It is.
So
an orange light.
Yeah, that yellow light.
I was thinking about Closer to God because she's like hip with the colors and whatnot. I was like, I want to know if she says this is like some foreign shade of orange that I know nothing about because, you know, women be knowing their colors and shit. But that shit's fucking red. And I don't know how they came about even.
I do see how people speed on the highway, though.
Ah,
very easy. Very easy.
So was it fun? Was it a good time?
Yeah, it's a good ride.
Did you have
very
to
smooth? You can't even tell that. Like, you can't tell when it shifts gears. Like, there's no like
just moving.
Or, like, your gears or nothing. It's just like you just keep going.
And it's
like,
electric. Woogie woogie woogie.
It's not
hybrid.
Yeah, it's like
did you have to fill it up or charge it or anything?
Fuck that. First of all, they left me with a quarter tank.
That ain't cool.
Exactly. What the fuck am I doing with a quarter tank?
What did it take as far as...
I only put $20 in there.
Gasoline. I know. Was it regular?
91.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Got me struggling because the place across the street ain't got 91. It only got regular. I'm like, who we got regular? Come on. But I was easy doing like 80. And then one point I looked down, I was like, ooh. That's 85. Right? Damn. I was like, ooh. I don't even know how I got up that high.
It's just so natural. It just happens.
Not even my car. I'm going to go back down to 70. I'm going to chill right here in the middle lane. But nah, that car, like, it gets up and buggies by itself.
So you were talking about getting a BMW, right?
He wants a Tesla.
No, I'll probably get the...
They got this Mini
Cooper. The Hummer.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Crap.
We'll see.
The 100 grand.
So I asked y'all about...
It's ridiculous.
Jealousy earlier.
I might just grab the F-150.
Ooh, that lightning.
Yeah.
So I asked you about jealousy earlier because I saw this shit on TikTok and it made me want to bring this up. So if you had a clone.
How much time do you spend on TikTok?
I can tell you right now. Probably too much.
What's considered too much?
However much time I'm spending on there.
Interesting.
If you had a clone of yourself. Exact clone.
I would let it do half the work that I do. I would do everything that I don't want to do.
Would you let it have sex with your girl?
No.
No.
It's a twin.
Why not?
Because it's not me.
It's a clone.
It is.
I mean, might have its own personality.
It well,
could develop its own personality. Yeah. Feelings.
It's your personality.
Mm-hmm. It's a clone.
I'll make them food my clothes.
Just a clone of me.
So two knows. Why? So because it could develop its own personality. And
yeah.
Why?
Just because you clone yourself doesn't mean it's going to be exactly you. Unless okay. You know how to hardwire the brain.
And it should be food in my clothes.
So what do you think is going to happen?
You ever seen My Hero Academia?
If yeah. It does fold homeboy my clothes,
that can make multiples of himself. Yeah. He doesn't even know if he's the real one. Mm. That's what could happen.
It's like Krieger.
Pretty yeah. much.
Okay. I just feel like if you know, one of the things that maybe you tired one day or had a long day and you can't, you know, perform like your lady wants you to perform, tag the clone in.
No.
The hell?
Nah.
What do you mean? It's you.
It's not me.
She's not cheating.
It's not me because that clone can have its own personality.
I don't know if I agree.
He didn't do all the hard work getting here.
Facts.
But
he just showed up. Exactly. He ain't go to practice.
He one day old.
He just showed up for the game.
What if it's 2 days old, it's okay?
No.
He still wasn't there.
I feel like you're missing an opportunity here.
I'm not.
So what if you got... Okay. So, you know how sometimes women be having these fantasies where there's, like, multiple guys? What if a girl that you would has this fantasy? You only get with multiple...
Two of you?
Yeah, it's two of you at this time. So, you ain't gotta, like, look at some dude's hairy butt or nothing. You can look at your own hairy butt.
Your SOL?
I don't know, man. You can't be leaving people out here unsatisfied.
I don't.
Oh, that's so cool.
Okay. All right. Just a question.
Why he was late today.
Because I was cloning myself?
No, because he was leaving people satisfied.
Oh.
No, I wasn't. I was asleep.
Uh-huh. People do be sleeping.
You know why he be sleeping?
Because I be working 16-hour days.
Extracurricular activities.
Mm-hmm. Man, you got to do what you got to do.
Yep.
I guess. So, all right.
That's extra money, though.
So, all right, not a clone.
You get cool. A chance to shoot somebody.
Speaking of extracurricular activities, not right? There.
Not there.
That's why I couldn't do it, because my first instinct is to shoot somebody in the foot.
Why is that the first instinct?
Wasting below, because then they can't move. What they going to do?
Well, if you really want to stop somebody from moving, you shoot them in a pelvic girdle.
What's that?
So, like, where your hips are? Mm. So, you blow out a hip, and they just fucking drop.
Yeah, because if you get shot, some of the times your adrenaline will just keep you going, especially if you get hit in the limb.
Yeah.
So,
but if you break that bone,
nah.
Even if you want to go,
but that's not in the
how
foot,
big
though.
Are your, like, bones? I mean, waist and below is where I would aim.
But if you're hitting somebody in the hip, that's right in the middle.
And if you hit him in the knee.
That's waist.
If you hit him in the knee, in the that's going to hurt. You can't get around that. You ain't going to have no knee to walk on.
Yep.
And your knee is your knee. There's no, like,
your knee missing is your knee. It.
It's not like you hitting a piece of fat or skin. You're hitting bone wherever you hit the knee.
That is very
so
true.
So, waist and below. It's fair game. First thing I do. Get pulled over, shot in the leg. That's it.
I don't know if that's okay.
You didn't use your blinker? Shot in the leg.
I mean, they probably deserve it at that point.
You don't know what's going to happen.
You don't. Motherfuckers do not use their blinkers in Baltimore,
people
bro.
People got insurance.
People
they
do
don't.
Not use their blinkers at
nobody
all.
Nobody used their blinker.
And I'm like, bro, I know it's bad in some places, but it's fucking bad.
Honestly, I don't know why like more cops aren't sitting around there.
In Baltimore?
Yeah.
Oh, they are. It's just nobody, they're just in certain areas.
Nobody listens to the speed limit at all. Like, one speed limit was, like, 55. People blowing past me doing, like, 70. I'm like, it's this daytime.
I mean, I'm guessing you got a little wiggle room, like, 10 miles an hour, right?
Allegedly.
So they say.
Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes when you got wiggle room, you got a wiggle.
Yeah. Man, what happened to that speeding ticket?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. That wiggle room wasn't wiggle room.
Sometimes you wiggle too much, you know?
I give it a 10 buffer zone.
Okay.
Like, anything over that, then I'm like, yeah, you're speeding.
I think the speed cameras that I may have or may have not got caught by to give you a 12 buffer.
I do 10. That's generous. Until it gets like above 70. Once it's above 70, I do like 5.
Fives.
Yeah. Like 10 is my max, but 5 is like pushing it. Because it's already the speed that you're going.
I just like options. I don't like being in a like situation options. When I'm driving. I don't like being in a situation where if something happens, I can't do something. So if I'm behind someone or like tucked into a certain spot, I'm like, yo, if this car breaks too quick or if this motherfucker like comes into this lane without signaling or too fast, I'm like stuck. I'm just fucking here. So when I'm driving, my idea is like, I just don't want people around me. So if something happens like ahead of me or behind me, I can, you know, maneuver accordingly.
I honked the shit out of someone the other day when I was coming home from work. Because I'm driving, it's on 295, and 295 is a two-lane road. So I'm driving, and I'm in the right-hand lane. Because at this point, it's early in the morning, I'm tired, I'm slower traffic. So I'm in the right-hand lane. So I'm driving.
That's the right thing to do.
And this person, I'm like, if this is the car, I may be in the left-hand lane, this is me right here. My hand, car.
Right.
So I'm driving and I'm looking at the car and I'm like,
that knife hand.
And I'm seeing the car ahead is getting further and further. So I'm like, this person probably gonna try to go right up in this lane. So he starts moving over and then puts his blinker on. Held the horn. Held the horn. And I stared at him. I turned all the way so you could see my police. And then I turned back around and kept moving.
Did they get in or
no? Oh, they got in when I was like at least 100 yards ahead.
Man, that's funny to me when people try to like not look at you when they fuck up.
Exactly.
Because you want to see the perpetrator. You got to see him. And no matter who they are, you expect it.
Yep.
When I had the Mini Cooper, I would roll the windows down because they were tinted. So they knew I was looking at you.
You see me seeing you. God damn it. Okay. So clones are out.
Yes.
Okay. Clones are out. How about this?
What would you teach your clone to do?
Go to work.
Wow, that's a good one.
I would... I don't know. I would want him to do things.
Could you imagine?
So would your clone have all the knowledge that you have at the time of being cloned?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Or would you have to teach it? Cause
you would know. Yeah. Brain. All the when you clone yourself, all the knowledge and skills and stuff that you have go into the clone.
Yeah, I'll just have him do shit I don't want to do.
That's why I'm saying it's you.
That clone is going to work.
Okay, so think about this, though. If that was you, if you were...
But then he can develop different feelings after that.
So why would you deprive him of some coochie?
Because what if he doesn't like the coochie that I already got?
Why? What, nigga, you like the coochie you already got.
That,
so why
would me.
So what if your girl had a cone?
Okay.
And she was like, you dating him?
Not how even that. We was like, I'm going to sub in. I'm going to just sub in for a day because I don't feel like being around you. But you don't know that. It's just different.
It's then a clone.
Then she just walks in one day and she's like, oh.
What are you doing?
Exactly.
I'm down.
Not a chance.
Yep.
Come on, bro.
Not a chance.
Too much red tape for me.
Not a chance. This is
that clone going to work
it's a
and setup. Coming home.
It's folding my clothes.
And then going right back
right
to work
closet.
And coming home.
So, okay.
And I'm going to be on vacation all the time.
Put it in storage.
That's not cool, man. You can't. You working these 16-hour days now.
Now
you on
the,
you at the edge of your rope. Just another you.
Yep.
Fresher. You going to put them through the whole thing all over again?
You can split up the work.
Exactly.
So 8-hour days. Like
you can work
3
days out the week. I work 2 days out
he
the week.
You do 12. I do 4.
And, but no coochie.
He get his own
coochie.
Coochie.
Exactly. He pick up where you dropping off. Because
all the other hoes
that
would want to come knock on your door, he got them.
All the balls that are on the ground, he
busy,
pick them up.
He too busy working.
He only worked 3 days out the week.
So he gets to be your shadow.
You say what you're saying. You said what you said.
I worked 2. He worked 3.
Okay. So, like, I like the point you were going on with that. So, if you could choose to put certain memories or skills or whatever into your clone, what would you put in there? Certain, like, some shit you didn't know how to do, like fucking ride a unicycle or something like that.
How to organize a house.
Some shit that I don't know how to do.
I mean, like, some things you want, like, anything you want. So, would it be...
That nigga would be a business mogul.
So, you would just, like, four agreements, just slide those in there. Just, like,
or a lawyer. I'd totally make him a lawyer.
I'd make him a Batman.
Just a Batman.
I've been thinking about that a lot recently.
Becoming Batman?
You should,
We'll talk about it off air.
Okay.
Pick up the detective series. Batman the Detective or something like that. Shit's good.
Well, it was Great as Detective.
I watched the summary of like the first three. It's only a 6-issue series. It's like pre-Batman, but not like post-Batman. Like,
so, okay.
Is he Bruce or is he?
He's still Bruce, but he's like learning how to be Batman.
Oh, yeah. Okay. They did a movie about that.
So it's always like why he does the stuff he does. And like one thing was... The reason, like, why he always works at night is because it's easier to track down people at night. And it's, like, this whole story about this guy that was, like, teaching him how to do it and, like, how he knew the guy. Oh, this, that, and the third.
That's cool. I like when they add those little linings to people's character. I was looking at this one video about the Reverse Flash and how he went back in time and changed his own origin. It's fucking insane. So it was like...
Earbard?
Yeah. Okay. So he's like living his life or whatever, and everything or person who like gets into his way, he like comes back and removes that person or that thing, and it like the story continues. So it's like, okay, Earbard is like studying at the Flash Museum, and there's this teacher that he has, and his teacher is like not giving him the time they needs or the studies or the information. So it like, it just cuts to the Reverse Flash coming back and like killing that teacher. And it rewinds a little bit. And it's like, okay, now that he doesn't have anyone stopping him, he becomes the professor and all this other shit. And I'm like, yo,
it's not bad.
It's wild.
Not bad.
And at the end, it's like his parents are like saying that he's spending too much time in his doing his work and shit like that, and Reverse Flash comes back again and apparently like wipes them out of existence. But I'm like, okay, that's a bit of an issue, because if they don't exist, you don't exist.
I mean,
but and it's comic book stuff.
Yeah,
it is what it is.
That's why he's OP.
Reverse Flash?
Yeah. And regular Flash.
Man, that Speed Force shit is not to be trifled with.
Yeah, I've been watching the New 52 movies in the order that they're supposed to be watched.
Are those the cartoons?
Yeah. Gotcha. Oh, they're all on HBO Max. Ooh. And it's good.
So HBO Max is out here right now.
I've been watching hyped.
It's good. Hyped. It starts with Flashpoint. Starts there.
That shit was good too. That was a struggle. Yo, they be making these, and then superheroes I was like, going to some dark places before they rise up again.
Boy, do they.
You got you, man.
Then I was like, oh, now this shit makes a lot more sense. Why it starts with that one, and then it's like, okay, because they all know each other in that movie, and then the Flashpoint happens, and then it's like, oh, Green Lantern meets Batman, and then they build up to them all, the Justice League, and then going forward. And I was like, this ain't bad at all.
What is this called?
So it's all of them are on.
Like, is it like a series or it's like a?
No, they're just like individual movies, but they all have a sequence. Okay. So it starts off Justice League, Flashpoint Paradox, then Justice League War, like Son of Batman,
got both of those on
Justice League, Throne of Atlantis, Batman versus Robin, Batman Bad Blood, Justice League versus Teen Titans, Justice League Dark, Teen Titans, The Judas Contract, Suicide Squad, Hell to Pay, that was hilarious,
Thomas Wayne,
Constantine, that's City of Demons, Death of Superman, Reign of Supermen, Batman, Hush, dude. Wonder Woman, Bloodlines, and then Justice League Dark, Apocalypse Jesus War.
Christ. Is that send me that screenshot?
Right, I need that too.
So
right now I'm at the Death of Superman.
Shout out to the Death of Superman.
Damn, motherfucker, be dying.
Death
be
of the Family.
Back.
Or no, that's just that's, Batman.
That's Batman. Yeah, that's just the Batman one. That one's good too, but that one has like four different movies in that movie.
Oh my god!
How did the live action fucking this up so bad?
Because they don't have good James question. Gunn.
And then Titans, they got Red Hood in season 3.
I Okay, so
he's right there. He on the
I'm not
cover.
A fan of his.
I haven't gotten to season three. I just finished season two, and at one point,
that's Joker. No, that's just
at one point he gets grabbed by fucking Slade. I'm like, oh, this is the origin. This is about to be it. This is how it happens because you know the Joker is in the show.
Deathstroke.
Yeah.
Deadshot? Okay.
So, like, he gets grabbed by Slade. I'm like, okay, this is how it's going to happen because the Joker isn't in the show. Then he fucking gets away, and I'm like, Then the rest of the season happens. I'm like, okay. And it's some, like, the show overall is cool, but there'd be, like, some low-key, like, really corny shit that'd be happening in that. And I'm like, yeah, this is some straight-out of comic book shit.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay, I get it. But just finished the second season. Shit was pretty solid.
Yeah, four episodes, I believe it's four episodes of season three is out. Y'all been watching What If?
I've been watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
The last episode was good.
Yeah, last episode
they're
was
solid.
Good.
Yeah. They're two for two right now.
Yeah. Okay, so there's this theory about the first one, about how... Well, it was not a theory.
I like
it was
the
an
little
issue.
Gems they drop in there.
Like what?
In the last one, they had the Captain America shield on the box that he pulled.
Yeah, that was really going to fucking hammer and shit. Yeah. But yeah, there was this issue that some people were having with the first one because they're saying that Peggy needed a man to save her. Because in the original Captain America, Peggy never got into no suit. This is spoilers for the people if you haven't watched What If, but Peggy
it's
never
been
got
a week. That's more than enough time.
Peggy never got no suit and flew around. That never happened. Captain America was just Captain America, you know, punching people in the mouth and shit. But now Captain America is a woman, they need this man to come help her out. And I was like, ooh. It's a little
I mean, Iron Man never won anything on his own.
True.
Pepper came and saved him.
All right.
He had Rhodes in the second one. Then he had Pepper in the first one,
well,
too.
Well, my rebuttal to that was that Steve was picked for a purpose. And so for him not to get a purpose wouldn't make sense. Because they wanted Steve to become a super soldier.
Very true. I feel like it should have just killed him.
I thought he was going to die.
I thought he was going to die, too. I felt like that would have been the best way to do it.
You still have Peter Quill in the second one.
Yeah, I get that.
It's still, like, relevant.
Yeah, I get it. But he shouldn't have been... I kind of agree with it.
And then... I mean, but Steve had Bucky and his whole battalion.
Yeah.
Shout out to Booby Miles.
But there wasn't... Okay. What I'm saying is, it's interesting putting... a woman in this situation, very similar to exactly what Captain America went through, and seeming like she needs
but
this
she
person.
Didn't need Steve.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
She didn't need Steve. She would have been fine just without Steve.
Possibly, but we may never know. What if?
Good ass.
So you think the Eternals looks boring? You said this.
Oh, yeah. The, I've only seen one trailer, so I don't know if there's
any... Is it the most recent trailer?
No. I saw the, like, very, very first trailer.
The most recent one, people flying around and doing cool shit.
I gotta watch the recent one, because I saw the first one, and I was like, yeah.
So did you see, like...
No.
Like, what they said about Thanos, and then what they said about who their boss was.
Nah, yeah, that's in the most recent one.
Okay, I gotta watch the most recent one, then. Maybe I'll walk that back.
Because they referenced some, like, major Marvel shit.
Maybe I walked that back. But the first trailer I saw, I was like, I don't know.
I could see that.
My doll hairs. I still haven't even seen Black Widow.
I haven't either.
Yeah, I mean, once it come on
Disney Plus,
I'm going to watch that shit.
For the free, because I'm not going to pay. Same with, Rock Jungle Cruise or whatever. When that come free, I'll watch. But I ain't about to pay no little $22 or some shit.
What is it? Nah. That's wild. That's more expensive than
the
movie.
Exactly.
And ain't got no popcorn.
But you get to watch it multiple times.
That's true.
And there's no people around you.
And there's no ads.
And no ads.
I mean, but
no pre or post ads.
Yep. It's just movie.
Sometimes the people around you like add to the experience. Like I know y'all seen the clips of like Endgame
when tactical shorts. I don't go to movies with him anymore.
I get it. But I know you've seen the clips of Endgame when people like start to get like snapped back or they come back through the portals and shit and people are cheering and whatnot.
I'll
That's some like inspirational shit.
I pay money for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we went to iPick and
stuff. We sure
it, right?
did. Everybody had a good time at
when
that.
You pay good money, you got a good crowd. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that crowd. Got my food. Yep. Everybody was hyped with the game, man.
So it's not it just
good. Movie theater lost its fucking mind.
Yeah. That was worth it.
I cried.
now that I'm older, the Star Wars, when Yoda pulled out his lightsaber, everybody cheered. I was like, it's not that impressive anymore.
Damn.
I mean, it's Yoda, but he could have done more.
Damn.
I'm psyched for that anime, though.
Yeah, that shit looks like it's about to be fire.
Is it still anime?
Yes, it is. It's considered anime.
It's because the drawing style, not the origin. Like,
the drawing style is what makes it anime.
I thought anime was a style, but it's not necessarily anime unless it's from Japan.
I would say Japan created the style. Mm-hmm. But as long as it follows the style of Japan's anime, then it's considered anime. Because, like, you have American cartoons that are good.
Yo, this fucking Ninja Turtle shit that's on Nickelodeon right now, it looks really good. Like, anime style. Mm-hmm.
That's why Avatar The Last Airbender did so well.
Because of the style?
Yeah, because of the style.
That fucking story, man.
And it was created by two white dudes.
Shout out to Uncle Iroh, man. But they did their research. They like went to places and saw different styles of martial arts and shit like that. Like,
yeah, this northern style is firebending. Tai Chi is waterbending. Southern style is earthbending. And airbending is Shaolin Kung Fu.
Oh my God, you were talking about like the molecular breakdowns of like bending and like things you can bend as certain benders and things you can't. And they were saying how fire benders should be considered energy benders.
I gotta go.
All right.
It's 12:10. So okay. Your boy gotta get there.
You gotta get there. You gotta get there. But yeah, how fire benders should
be considered. Who gonna pick you up?
My weekly rides, weekend rides.
Your woman?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't disclose names on air.
Oh my gosh. Anyway. All right. Be safe, my nigga. But yeah, like firebenders should be considered as energy benders. And what did they say? Earthbenders should be like mineral benders or something like that.
Technically, yes.
Because it's not just earth. Yes. Because they can't bend wood, but they can bend, I think, sand.
Mm-hmm.
And mud.
Sand, mud. That one dude was bending the water in the vines.
See, shit like that. It's wild. Like,
so technically, earthbenders should be bloodbenders.
Because the minerals.
Correct.
And your fucking blood.
Correct.
See, I don't know. It's complicated.
So like if you're, I feel like earth, they're all kind of OP.
Earth is my personal favorite, and it would be my choice if I was going to bend some shit, because
you might be able to do it. I don't know.
It's fucking everywhere.
But you could. I feel like you could do a lot with like water. You could technically fly.
Okay, because of blood bending, you can move your
bend. No, because of the molecules in the air.
Interesting. Right. Because okay. Mm.
And then Earth, if you just pull all the iron out of somebody's body.
Dead. Yes, that is dead. A thing that would happen. But I'm just thinking about
fire bending is technically bending like thermogenic energy. It could just set people on fire without even bending.
Combustion.
Boom, boom, combustion, man.
I feel like that show could have been
super dark.
Super dark.
Yes.
Because once they got the blood bending, like moving people's fucking bodies around, my dude. That show is great. It's a great show.
It is really
great.
Good.
Show. Great that, show. Yeah. Isn't Netflix about to do something?
Allegedly.
Live action?
I feel it's either live action or they're going to pick up where Aang's story left off and do that whole. Because there's like between Korra and that, there's like a series of comic books that lead up to Korra.
Oh.
So, or they were thinking about doing a new storyline with I believe it's an earthbender, black kid.
I like that. Like me.
Because someone on Instagram that he's really big on the like drawing his own type of benders.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was like so good that I think Nickelodeon reached out to him about it.
See, that's what's up. Having skill. People wanting you for your skills and shit. Must be nice. Yeah. What would you pick?
To be a bender?
Yeah.
I'd probably go water bending.
Okay.
I probably go water bending. But Earth is like a super close second.
Earth, man. It's fucked. Okay, think about it like this. Okay, this is about to be the last.
Technically, you could bend that volcanoes and shit.
Not even. Okay. This is going to be the last thing we talk about this fucking Earth bending shit, because people listening to this may not even be interested. But we're going to close out on this. Even if you're not like an OP bender, I feel like having what you're bending be fucking everywhere is super convenient. That's why airbending will be really dope too. Because there's some firebenders that may not be able to produce a flame, but they can manipulate it. So fire being around isn't a thing that... Regardless. Anywho, moving the fuck on. So I brought up this... I want to talk about this one. So I brought up this whole idea in the group chat, and you saw that, about lending women out?
No.
You didn't see that?
Nope.
Okay. All right. So this is the situation, right? I was listening to this podcast, and there were two guests on the podcast that were hosts of their own podcast, regardless. One of them says that they were having some issues, emotional stuff, blah, 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 and reached out to her homegirl. And what her homegirl did to satiate those issues was that she sent a dude to her to have sexual relations. So someone that she had been... Woman A sends a guy to have relations with woman B. Woman A had already had sexual relations with this guy, knew it was good, and sent him to have relations with woman B. Now, I propose to you this question. Could you see yourself doing that? Could you see yourself being in a situation where you've had relations with someone?
Oh, is this something you talk about with Colin?
I talked about it in the group chat, but Colin was the only one that was giving me a little bit of kickback.
Let me
so
see what I said in there.
You gonna change your mind?
No, because I'm pretty sure what I said is what I'm gonna say again.
So you have relations with this woman, you stay friends, you know, it's platonic now. And
there it is, yeah.
And you lend this person out to have relations with this other person. Could you see yourself doing that?
Okay. Me, no.
Why is that?
Because, like Colin said, would you use the same condom twice?
No.
No, icky, right?
Oh my gosh. So that's because it's icky?
I'm not lending. Wait, am I?
The lender.
Lender?
Yes.
I've seen it done in real life.
Mm-hmm. I just told you a story about it, just now.
No, I've actually seen it.
Oh, okay.
But I'm good. So many fish in the sea.
Okay, but see, okay, so this is a situation.
Why do you need to sample my sashimi? Sashimi,
sushis and sashimi,
and you know, nah.
So this is
now
this
you might get hooked. Everybody be asking me all the time, yo.
But it's not at that point. At that point, you made a connection. So it's not up to you anymore. You've done your part.
Is it? Have I?
Yeah, because it's like.
So what you're saying is to be pretty much a sex worker handler. That's what you're saying. Oh
my gosh. It's not a sex worker handler.
That's what it sounds
handler.
Like.
This is that's the thing, right?
That sounds like, oh. Bill Gates is coming to town. He hits up my line. Say, hey, Bill Gates coming to town. He wants you to supply some girls. Okay, let me go through my Rolodex. See what harlots are going to go out there tonight.
I think it's a bit different with...
Sounds like you're pimping sex.
Let's hear me out now. It's a bit different because in that situation, there's like some type of, I would guess, some money being exchanged. The people probably are sex workers. In the situation I'm bringing up, no one's a sex worker per se. You're just buddies helping out buddies.
I'm going to take you out and you can get some bitches. That's me helping you.
I like the idea of it. I think it's interesting.
Yeah, because you want to be a sex worker handler.
I don't want to be a sex worker handler.
You should probably move to Vegas. Prostitution there is legal.
I saw this. I used to watch this the show Gigolos. Oh my god, it was fucking fascinating. It was about male prostitutes, and them going on dates with their clients and whatnot. A bunch of them were like older women, and it was in Vegas. I don't know if it's still on. It was on HBO, I think. I gotta see if that's around. But Gigolos was fucking fantastic. What's happening right now? What are we looking at? I don't chase girls. They chasing me because I bench 135. Oh, okay.
And Edwin said that's me.
I like the idea of getting the recommendation. I like the idea of the girl like, hey, I know you're in a ways. You know what you should do? You should fuck this dude. I fucked this dude and it was great. You're gonna feel fantastic. I feel like that would be like a boost to your confidence, to your self esteem. No? Would you be Lent?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm married. Well, getting married.
Yes, you are getting married. In this ethos, this place, this
is a hypothetical. I wouldn't get Lent. I would just have my own services.
Okay. All right. This is
cut out the middleman.
Hypothetically speaking, you're a single man. In this ethos, this strange world we're living in, you're a single man. You have, you know, your conquests in the past. One of them hits you up and say, hey, I know this might be a little bit weird, but I have this homegirl and she's really down. You know, some things are not going her way.
The okay,
way
she maybe wants she it needs to go. A therapist.
And I feel like it would be a really good idea if she got some dick. And when I fucked you, it was pretty solid. So could you do me a favor and fuck this chick?
What she look like?
Here's her Instagram. And she's a solid 8.
Have her cash app me.
Come on, bro. Are you serious?
I'm not just gonna give my dick out for free.
This dick ain't free. I don't know. Maybe it's me. Know Maybe I'm tripping. Know Am I tripping?
Worth. Know your worth.
I don't think I'm tripping. Know I think it's worth. A cool. I like.
What's in it for you?
Some cooch.
But you are probably already getting cooch.
Okay. So,
see, just proving my point.
I just feel like.
Just proving my point. Might as well turn yourself into a business.
It's not even about
might
that.
Might as well.
It's about helping a friend. Yo,
I can help your friend as long as she paid my finder's fee.
She didn't even find you.
For this D. Just saying.
If you listen to this.
Just.
And if saying. You agree or disagree, I would love to hear your opinion.
Just saying.
Because I think it's a compliment to be even considered for the position.
Just saying. Sure, it's a compliment, but still, I probably already got other ladies lined up. How am I going? I got to pencil this girl in.
Yeah.
Find some time for her to come get thrashed.
Yeah, man.
Blow her butt back out. Ruin my sheets.
No, you go to her house.
So now I gotta drive? So that's gas. Gas ain't cheap.
Gas, especially right now.
Gas ain't cheap.
Come on, bro. All right, man. I do not agree with you.
She better at least have a meal or something.
Yeah, you're a guest.
Y'all going, I've been a guest in some women's homes before.
It's not like, okay.
And they ain't had nothing but roaches in the fridge.
Not in the fridge. It's not like you go over there, thrash, and leave. It's a person. So you can, like, converse, maybe drink a little bit, watch some Netflix, and then, yeah. And then afterwards, you know, talk about what happened afterwards. Maybe you see each other again. Maybe you don't.
Oh, well, you know, here's my cash app. Oh, my gosh. If you want to schedule another appointment, go to schedulecity.com.
www.needathrashing.
Yep. See? I got a whole empire just talked about on here. Whole
empire, man.
Might as well set it up. See? I'm about to do this shit.
If you need to be thrashed, call this 1-800 number at the bottom of your screen.
About to download this app, fill out our little questionnaire. Know what I'm saying? This your lineup that pops up. This the fee. Schedule it.
Maybe this is just my sheep boy desires coming back into fruition, because this is like sheep boy situation, except, you know, sheep boy was like, you're like a boyfriend, so you like cooking and shit. I don't know. It is what it is.
All I'm saying, what if are you I'm saying? Saying anything at all.
Anything.
I'm about to get into the sex worker game.
Speaking of sex worker game, OnlyFans.
Yeah, they're going legit.
Idiots.
They're going legit.
Idiots.
They want to make it, what, more kid-friendly or some shit like that?
I don't understand. People are becoming millionaires from OnlyFans, pulling their coochies out, pulling their balls out. People are becoming millionaires, and they're just going to say, nope, not anymore.
Yeah, they I feel like they're shooting themselves in the foot.
It's what? It's like it's become a part of culture at this point. Like, you don't look for something online. You fucking Google it.
Yeah, they should probably just make a separate domain.
I cannot. That's, I don't know who was in that board of directors saying, like, we should do this.
Yeah, they're losing. They're going to lose out on a lot of money.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
Because they get paid. Like, these people are becoming millionaires. They're becoming billionaires.
And the thing about it is, you can be on OnlyFans and not pull your pussy out. You can be on OnlyFans and not pull your balls out. You can do that.
That's why I feel like they should just separate. They should have OnlyFans,
OnlyFans Lite.
pretty much. Like, yeah, OnlyFans, some type of, you know, you go into like a, this is where all the sex is going to be. And then you have OnlyFans, where clean, wholesome fun.
Shoot themselves in the foot.
Yeah, they should have just
branched. Like the producer would do, right in the foot.
Branch themselves another OnlyFans website that's meant for clean content. And that way they bring in double the revenue.
I don't understand. Because what are you going to do? Compete with Disney? What are you going to do? What is their idea? Now I'm getting upset.
Now they got to compete with, it's like, I feel like they got to compete with YouTube.
They got to compete with fucking YouTube, fucking
Instagram, TikTok,
Snapchat, all the shit like that's social media that's out, that's been happening, Facebook, and popping for like millennia now. It's just going to switch it up.
Yeah, they had their own nice little niche and they should have just rolled that bitch out. But
oh my God, so fucking stupid.
So now we got a new one. The sex worker app, dog. What I'm saying.
GetThrash.com.
Thrasher.
I mean, I don't hate it.
See?
I do not hate it.
I will do the research.
You going to do the research?
I will do the research.
How to sell your pussy online.
How legal I can make this. If there got to be like weekly tests or whatever. Dog, I would do this.
I mean,
This is my way of becoming Bruce Wayne.
I'm just saying, I'm not against
First it. Thrasher, Daniel Enterprises.
I'm not against soon. I'll slide in there where I gotta slide in there. Okay. We can't help OnlyFans. We're gonna see if we can help other people out. And this is like the first one I saw, and this looks like it's gonna be interesting. Some advice is what I'm segueing into. User Measter02 asks or says, I'm gonna lose my virginity in a few hours.
Oh shit.
Any advice? anyway, I'm a 19-year-old college student, and me and the girl I'm going with are gonna spend the night at a hotel and split the bill on the room. Not a detail that I needed, but okay. I'm a bit nervous and I'm ready.
Yeah, you are.
And I wanted to know if any of you guys had any tips I should use for my first time. There's an edit here. There's three edits here. One thing I wanted to ask is if I use a condom, does it reduce the pleasure in sex? Question one. Edit two. I just paid for the alcohol and protection. I don't know why you have alcohol when you're 19, but whatever. And protection, so it's going to be a fun night.
He probably don't live in the States.
No. Edit three. Turns out we're going to be doing it tomorrow in the morning and not tonight because of how long the drive is from her place at the hotel. So now we got even more time. So any advice for this person that's going
to... Don't watch porn. Don't do it to
yourself.
He's a
19-year-old guy. He's watched porn
before. But don't do nothing you see in the porn. They're going to be like, oh, this guy just watches porn and thinks that a pussy is a goddamn piece of Play-Doh that could just pound the fuck out. Don't do that shit.
Mm.
Use a condom.
Mm-hmm.
But don't use one of those condoms that have like the numbing shit on it. Don't do that.
Okay.
That's going to be bad for you and her.
Okay.
Because no one's going to feel anything.
No one's going to feel anything.
Sad night.
That's not what you want.
Probably shave your junk.
Okay.
Have a presentable package.
Take the tiger out of the forest. Looks a little bigger.
Trim your fingernails.
That's a good one.
Trim your fingernails.
That's a good one.
Don't have no spice. Don't eat nothing spicy. Like none of that shit. Definitely brush your teeth before. Have a nice clean mouth.
Clean body.
Yup. foreplay is key. Yeah. So if you are going to watch porn, watch some porn to learn some foreplay.
Okay.
Because foreplay will get you a long way.
Yeah. Yeah. You sound like you got a lot going on right now. That's some good advice. Listen to what the fuck she's saying.
Oh, yeah. Sounds are important.
Sounds are important. But also, I know it's going to be a lot going on, but try to pay attention more so to her, not so much to what, you know,
you're doing.
Because one, if you focus too much on what's happening with you, this shit's going to be over before you know it. Two, it's not always about you. You want to make sure that she has a good time. So if she does have a good time, she more than likely want to do the shit again. So focus on what she's doing and how she's feeling. Trust me, when it comes to guys, we usually like what we're having at the restaurant every time. So focus on her. Yes, condoms, good idea.
Yeah. Don't be like some of my friends.
Hard stop.
Leaving that there. Hard period.
Mm-mm. I got them. I just ain't open them yet.
You know, I bought some, and then I went to put them in the stash where I normally put them. Two boxes in there.
Full box?
Two full boxes.
That's prepare.
I'm like, damn, I'm going to... By the time I get married, I still gonna have condoms.
Nah, you're not. You're definitely probably not. let me pull this back up. What other edits did they say? That's funny shit. Turns out we're gonna do tomorrow. Okay, if you're gonna have relations in the morning, like Donovan said, make sure you brush your goddamn teeth.
Wants a yuck mouth.
Nobody wants a yuck mouth. Do you brush the roof of your mouth?
Yes.
Huh. Interesting. Probably shouldn't have alcohol, but if you're going to do it, drink responsibly. You're fucking 19. If you're going to drink, just drink enough for you to get to a nice, cool,
yeah, you want to be like
place, mellow. Yeah,
you don't want to get too far gone, because then you're going to have a whiskey dick.
Yeah,
you and when you have whiskey dick, you're not going to feel nothing. You're just going to be pounding away.
Oh, wait, what? Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, that's, I think we adequately helped this person. This is from the Alpha I. This is another not safe for work one. I don't know why that first one wasn't safe for work.
You're just saying you're losing your virginity.
Yeah. This one is also not safe for work. I don't even know what this is, but we're going to say. This one is a bit personal.
Ooh.
And I'm excruciatingly self-conscious about the topic, so I may regret posting this on Reddit, but totally, I can't ask anyone else, so please, serious question.
But I'm going to ask the random world of the internet.
Let's see. I've been watching a lot of videos on penis enlargement surgery, and the best one seems to be an injection that only lasts about 9 to 12 months. So I would have to keep getting them about every year to keep the new size. Okay. I really didn't want to put myself on blast here, but I guess if you don't know size, you can't answer the question. Last I measured, I was about 6.2 to 6.4 inches, maybe closer to 6.2. Would it be beneficial for future partners if I get the size enlargement? What do women prefer? Is it worth the money and risk? I've been thinking hard about this for a long time, but I just can't make a decision. TLDR? What is TLDR? What is TLDR at the bottom? What is that?
Hold on.
I don't know what that is. But it's a little addition. It says, I'm having some size issues.
Too long, didn't read.
Okay. I'm having some... Oh, so this is like a...
Yeah, it's a Cliff Notes.
Cliff Notes. I'm having some size issues at 6.2 inches and considering getting enlargements. Worth it, risk, downsides, female pleasure, pros and cons. Now.
I'm not going to tell you don't do it, because if girls can get ass and titty surgery, I feel like you can get a dick surgery.
Okay.
But 6.2 is not bad. It's not bad at all. And you're probably going to be more beneficial for your partner, because too big, ain't nobody want to go near that. No one wants to put a child going in. Nobody wants that.
So Google tells me that the average penis length is 6 inches. So at 6.2, you're above average.
Yeah, you're above average. Sounds like you're winning.
And I think I talked about this. Did I talk about this on here about big penises in porn?
It's for the guys.
Yeah, boom. So your penis at six, this isn't 6 inches.
No, that's a fucking.
That's a lot.
That's but a your child. Penis,
a child. Your penis at 6 inches is average. So your average penis going up with an average vagina is probably going to be fucking perfect.
Yeah.
I feel like you have this idea in your head about.
That you need a fucking.
Yeah, like you need a forearm hang between your legs. And that's not the case at all. One, you're probably going to scare off more people than you bring in with it because that's not something that people run into all the time. Like I saw I think it was like an interview with some porn star or something like that, and they were talking about how like how rare it is to see a penis over 8 inches. Like that shit never fucking happens, but because in porn they make it seem like it's so readily available, people think that's the average, like that's what you need to where you need to be, and that's not the fucking case at all. Because what is the average vaginal depth? Like 4 inches or some shit like that? But it can expand and do whatever it needs to do. I think it's like 4 to 5 inches or some shit like that. So your penis where it is going to be completely fine. Honestly, to answer your question, probably don't do it. It sounds fucking expensive as shit. And if you're talking about having to like re-up all the goddamn time, then it has to be even more expensive.
When you're not sexually aroused, your vagina is about 2 to 4 inches long or deep. When you're around, it can stretch to 4 to 8 inches.
Okay. So, yeah.
So, anything more than 8, you're in her fucking intestines.
And that's not what you want. Because
she might shit on you.
I mean, there are people out there that enjoy that and more power to them. But the average person is not going to be into that shit.
Yep.
Because you're going to probably be hurting them. So, take your average penis and live your fucking life. Save your goddamn money.
Unless something happens where, you know, like you, what's that girl? Lorena Bobbitt? Oh, is that God. The one that cut off the dick?
Yeah.
Yeah, unless that happens, yeah. Then by all means, you'd be like, hey, doc,
yeah,
give me a horse.
Stat.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't.
I mean, I feel like these are normal thoughts because I'm pretty sure almost every guy has thought about one time about. Getting a dick enlargement.
Nigga, when I was younger, you know how many times I'd be measuring my shit? All the goddamn time. Is this enough? Is this okay? I don't know. Let's see. Hopefully. Like, I remember this one time I was with this chick, or I was about to be with this chick, and I was, like, pulling my shit out. I was measuring. I was doing this shit we were talking about before, making sure my shit was presentable. And I was measuring it like I had an option to, like, detach it and put another dick on. Like, oh, this is all I got for this one. Let me, pull the shit out of the trunk.
Go in my closet of dicks.
Pull up my dick closet. You know, I'm going to get the one from the back, the Thrasher.
Yeah.
Put that one on for her tonight.
Coming soon.
Thrasher coming soon. But, yeah, it was just, like, so self-conscious. Like, I said, sometimes you gotta step away from that shit you see in porno, man, because that shit ain't natural. It's not. It's for your entertainment.
Yep.
And like, you wouldn't think some shit you see in a Marvel movie is natural. It's the same thing. It's entertainment. Damn, that was wise. I like that a lot. You want to do the would you rather? Or you want to do the recommendations right now?
Would you do recommendations?
All right. What am I gonna recommend? I've recommended Alone already. I want to recommend Fire Force. I just started watching it. Fire Force.
Season one intro, well, like the first few episodes of season one intro, amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking solid.
Amazing.
So Fire Force is this anime, which is, it's the concept is so interesting. People will just spontaneously combust, and this Fire Force has to like defeat the thing that these people like transform into. It's very anime, very cool. This dude has hot feet. It's awesome.
Some very cool scenes in that show. Like some really dope shit.
Yeah, like
I actually need to go back and watch season.
There was this. I just started. So there was a scene where they were the two new recruits are fighting this chick on a rooftop.
Mm-hmm.
And she like proceeds to beat their asses, and it's so great. It's so fantastic. I love a woman that can throw down. But what else am I gonna recommend? Fuck. I had it and I lost it. Go. You sub in. I can't think of it right now.
All the animated DC movies on HBO Max. They're all just really, really good. Really, really good.
Okay.
Some of them are more violent than others. They do curse. So you will hear some fuck shit bitches. All that. All that. They're good. They're solid. They're everything you want a live action DC movie to be.
Okay.
Everything.
Everything. I need to watch some shit again because I know I haven't seen all of them. And I, since you give me the
Constantine ones, way better than I thought they was going to be.
I'm going to recommend Colombiana since I was watching that shit last night. Watch Colombiana. Zoe Saldana, fine ass, is a hit person, hit woman. Hitman, I don't know. It's 2021. You can be whatever you want. And she's getting revenge for her family. They got killed, and it's cool. Motherfucker pulls out a rocket launcher. Shit's,
and for movies, or I guess there's some more movies, the John Wick series. Can't go wrong.
With Keanu.
Yes. I own all three of them. All three.
I need to watch those again, too.
I'm thinking about renting or buying Wrath of Man.
Oh.
I'm thinking about buying that. I might buy that.
I want to see that shit. When are you gonna buy that? Make sure I'm around. I want to see it.
Maybe soon. Maybe I'll buy it next week and we can watch it when I come up here.
Bet. Would you rather? Boo, boo, boo. I had the marker and I took it out, but I got the page now, so I ain't got to.
There was something else I wanted to watch. I don't remember what it was.
I want to watch No One, I think, with the dude from Better Call Saul. He is a fucking hitman and he doesn't seem like one at all, but the action action is supposed to be really, really good.
That movie that's supposed to be kind of like Westworld with Hugh Jackman.
Oh yeah, I just saw a preview for that.
It's on Disney Plus.
Really?
Not Disney Plus, I'm lying to you. HBO Max.
HBO Max is winning
I'm glad I gave into the hype.
Shit, they winning. Yep. Have you seen? Oh yeah, fucking Michael Che. That damn Michael Che is on HBO Max. I'm also recommending that. That shit is funny. It's like a sketch show. Sometimes it's really cool when you just let comedians just fucking go because the shit that they come up with is fucking solid. But
I'm still in the same spot I'm supposed to be for tomorrow for work. I'm gonna watch that.
But that damn Michael Che, HBO Max, solid. 231. Would you rather have the wisdom of Yoda or Confucius? I don't know very much about Yoda. I mean, Confucius. I know people quote him all the time. So I'm going to say Yoda because...
I'm going to say Yoda because he won't with the Force.
Yeah, and the Force is dope as shit. And motherfuckers that understand that, I feel like they're also dope as shit. Yeah. So shout out to Yoda. 232.
Them niggas know the future.
They so OP. Fucking Jedi are OP, my guy. They can do anything.
If you have some...
Anything. Yeah.
I feel like if you're like in the middle, like the gray Jedi, I feel like those are the most OP. Because you don't like, we don't kill. And then you're like dark side, like, I'll kill everybody. You're just like in the middle. You're like, yeah. And I can use both sides.
I didn't know that there were so many levels to Jedi, like Jedi Knight and Jedi this and Jedi that.
Padawan, all that shit.
I didn't know there was like so many, like there are certain Jedi that their whole thing is just like go out and explore different worlds and shit. I didn't fucking know that. 232, would you rather dill pickles or sweet pickles? You're a pickle guy.
I prefer sweet pickles.
Mm-hmm. What? I don't even know what dill is.
Dill is like your classic... like your classic sandwich pickle.
I know what a dill pickle is. I don't know what dill specifically is. Like a seasoning?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Sweet. Right. Sweet.
Like pickle. Hamburger pickles are normally sweeter.
Gotcha. Sweet pickle. Yeah. Cool. 233. Would you rather go to prom or homecoming again? Fucking homecoming. Homecoming. Nigga, what?
Yeah. Without a doubt.
Man.
Homecoming.
Prom was cool, but homecoming?
Drinks.
All kinds of mistakes.
Beaches. I had a good time. Mm.
But the thing is, in theory, you can go to homecoming anytime you want.
Yeah. Just drive up to Frostburg.
Just drive up. It's only a short...
Or go to Towson or anywhere else where I'm welcome.
I would much rather go to a homecoming where I can see some shit that I wouldn't normally see. So I want to go to a HBCU homecoming. I want to go to fucking...
Bowie State's down the street.
I almost went to Bowie, too.
What's the one in D.C.? Is Howard. Howard. Yeah. Howard's there.
Oh, my God. Howard.
We should go to like fucking the down south ones.
Oh my God, with the bands, bitch, that would be fucking amazing. I couldn't. That would be so.
Morgan's in Baltimore, Morgan State.
Yeah. Damn. Hey, I'm gonna slide through some ice. Homecoming. It's about to be homecoming season. No.
It's normally around October.
I'm just saying. Might make a trip somewhere.
We should go down south. Fuck with them.
Get some fucking catfish or something. Yeah. Anything else you want to talk about before we get out of here?
No, I'm good.
You think you good?
Yeah.
I think I'm good too. Where can they find you?
Donovan Damage, Instagram and Twitter.
Soon to be Thrasher.
Thrasher, yep.
You can find me at The Mad Swami on Instagram and Twitter. Follow the show, The Man Look Podcast on Instagram, The Man Look Pod on Twitter. If you have any cues you want us to A, you can email us at themanlookpodcast@gmail.com. I really want to hear your thoughts about loaning out, you know, your conquests. Because we can get this Thrasher thing started a little bit sooner.
I'm about to go deep dive into the litigation for this.
I'm just saying. Because I feel like if you promote it as like...
it's not going to be promoted just for... It's like mental health.
Right. It could be promoted as one thing and as like a feat. Because what was it? What the fuck? I think it was a video that I saw on Instagram or something on TikTok where it was this masseuse.
Massaging the butt cheeks?
Massaging the butt cheeks. Mm-hmm.
And that's his job. That's like his real job.
I massage a butt cheek for free. Anyway.
And he getting paid.
That's know your worth, kings. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, thank you for listening to this episode of the Man Look Podcast. Peace. Easy.